Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call this meeting of the Town of LaGrange Zoning Board of Appeals to order. Our first order of business will be to take any comments on the minutes from our October 5th meeting or any amendments thereof. Do any members have any additions, changes?
Nope.
I'll accept a motion to approve the minutes from October 5th.
No move.
A second.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved. We have no administrative items except that I would like to reiterate that this meeting is being held under the auspices of Executive Order 202.1. issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo of the state of New York as a way to remain in compliance with the state home stay safe mandates while continuing to carry out town business. In keeping with this order, this meeting is being recorded and the video will be posted at a later date on the town website. This meeting and public access procedure by computer and telephone have been announced on the town website and referenced on the town electronic message board on Stringham Road. Our first order of business tonight is an area variance by Carolyn St. Louis Moreno. I think I got that right. At 122 Ridgeline Drive, they are seeking to install a generator on their side yard with a setback of 6.5 feet in that zoning district. They need to have a setback of 10 feet. So they are seeking a relief of 3.5 feet on the side yard setback. Do we have, and I believe we have Eddie St. Louis on the call. If you could announce yourself and fill us in a little bit about your project.
Hi, this is Eddie St. Louis. I'm here also with my wife, Carolyn St. Louis. The project is basically, we're trying to set a generator on the side of the house to minimize the blackouts. At the end of the day, unfortunately, it's sounding like we need a 10-foot clearance, as you said. We only have 6.5, and we are applying for the variance.
Have board members had an opportunity to visit the site?
I did.
Good. Do we have any comments or questions for Mr. St. Louis?
Just to confirm the location, so it'll be near where like the air conditioning units are, right?
Correct.
Could it be placed on the other side or in the back?
If it does, it will cost a lot more money to do that. We explored the back, it will cost about another $2,500 to install it all in the back. If we were to do it on the other side, it's gonna cost a lot more. By doing it on the side near the air conditioning unit or the HVAC unit, and we will be able to save $2,500.
I have a question for Regina.
Yep.
Did we receive the return receipt from the neighbor next door?
I have no idea which ones. I have a stack of them at the office, but they were all sent out. So I've got confirmation, you know, all of the things from the postal service that they were sent out. So I didn't get anything back from anyone objecting. I did get a phone call. I don't know the name of the neighbor, but they just wanted explanation of what was happening. I gave them an explanation and they said, okay, it doesn't concern me. And that was it. So, but I don't know. I didn't get their name. It was probably within a week of me sending the letters out. So as of now, I should have gotten them all back, but I couldn't tell you for sure.
I just want to make sure that the next door neighbor knows.
Yeah, I think it was the one, whoever, the man I spoke to said that he was he said something about the side, and I said, you know, that it would be on the side of their home, but next to other equipment. And he's like, oh, he's like, so that's not a big deal. He just didn't understand like why he was getting a letter about it. So I just explained to him because of the location of his property, they require 10 feet. It's still, he was thinking it meant it was going to be on his property. And so I just cleared it up for him that no, it would still be on their property. They just need a little bit of relief to place it because of how the setbacks fall at that location. So, I mean, I gave a good explanation of, I think this the person I spoke to was just concerned that it was going on their property, and that's why they got a letter.
Okay, good. Is the generator going to extend beyond where the air conditioning compressors are?
No, ma'am.
It's going to be in the same line?
In the same line with the air conditioning unit.
Okay. And Paul, I don't know what your thinking is on the safety issues. Are we concerned about that?
Well, if we, in my review of the specifications of the generating unit, it appears that when operating, it will produce the same relative sound as an operating air conditioner compressor. So it's not going to be any more noisy than the compressors that are already there in terms of ambient noise. And, you know, we have, this is very, also the placement of the generator itself is consistent with widely accepted standards in terms of placement of these gas operated generators. Okay.
We in our packet we had the site selection information, and it mentioned fire prevention and proximity to utilities. There were a list of six things to be concerned about. I don't know if we have to concern ourselves with that.
It appears that this location is generally accepted, you know, by the business.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments from the board? If not, I'll accept a motion to open the public hearing.
No move.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the public hearing is open. We have two members of the public here. I'm not, you know, do we have any comments, concerns, questions from people present?
No.
No, not really.
If not, I'll take a motion to close the public hearing.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All righty. Get a feeling that we probably generally have had enough comments and discussion on this variance to move forward with the resolution. Any further questions, discussion? I would like to add one thing in my discussions with Mr. Saint-Louis earlier today. He did mention that once they had completed the installation of the generator and its requisite connections, that they would be doing some additional planting and landscaping around that area to make it you know, a little bit more of a buffer between them and their neighbor.
Yes.
So with that being said, I'm going to move to the record of finding. This application was presented by Eddie Saint-Louis, and in making its determination on an area variance application, this board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicant if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such grant. In doing so, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria. First criteria is essentially the character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. It was our observation that the generator itself, being of somewhat the same size and profile as a standard air conditioning compressor, and also that being the normal location for such a device, that there is no detriment to nearby properties, and it does not have any negative effect upon the character of the neighborhood at all. Alternative meetings, methods for achieving benefits sought by applicant. Well, yes, I mean, the generator could be placed in an alternate location. For example, maybe the back of the property. The attendant cost would be substantial, approximately 25 to 30% increase. If I remember the project costs appropriately. So yes, there is an alternative method, but it is somewhat costly. Substantiality of the variance. I believe it to be not a very substantial variance, particularly since we already have air conditioner compressors at the 6 foot or 6.5 foot setback. Is there effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood? I would say there was none. I don't see any effect or impact within the neighborhood. Self-creation of the difficulty, well, it's definitely self-created. You're looking to have a little more steady supply of power, particularly when we have snowstorms, et cetera. But you know, it is that you are needing this generator. Do we have any other considerations from the board? If not, I'll accept a resolution of granting the area variance.
I moved.
A second.
All right. I'd like to call the vote. Nancy?
In favor.
Michael?
Aye.
Leanna?
I vote aye.
Jared?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. Eddie, and I believe your name is Caroline, you have your variance.
Thank you.
Okay. Hope you don't need your generator.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Our second-
We can leave the meeting now, right?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Unless you want to listen.
Have a good evening, everyone.
Okay, you too. Okay, our second order of business is an area variance by Bruce and Barbara Keating at 15 Rumka Road.
Yes.
They are looking to construct a new open front entry deck with a setback of 65 feet from the center line of Rumka Road. In their zoning district, they are required to have an 80-foot setback from the center line, and they're seeking a relief of 15 feet. Bruce, I believe I saw you on the call, so you are here to...
Yes, I am.
Yes. Can you give the board a little bit of some information on your project?
Yes, absolutely. Do you want to put the video on? Hold on one second. Okay, now we try this. Yes, I took down an old front porch that was dilapidated and unsafe, and I am replacing with a new one. More modern, it's being constructed by Treetop Landscaping, and it's there's no alternative. I can't put it anyplace else. I have a small rear entrance deck on the back of the house, and this is the only other entrance, which would be on the front of the house. And as I said, it's replacing a small front porch deck that fell apart, basically. It was concrete and brick and it had seen better days.
Okay. Have board members had an opportunity to visit the site?
I did not.
All righty. Do we have any questions or comments from the board?
Well, I'd like to know how the 65 feet was arrived at. As on the plan, it shows 58 feet, but that's from the right of way. So how was the other distance measured, the 65 foot?
That I do not know, Mr. Swanson.
Is it to the center line?
I believe so, Mike.
Yes.
So the 58 feet, I think, is to the road, and then the 65 is the center line.
I suspect that's true as well. The road is relatively narrow. That would make it, you know, a 7 foot, you know, and it's not a very big road.
Yeah. So the road itself is about a 1.5 car wide. If there's two cars going in either direction, one has to kind of slow down to pass the other one. So it is a very narrow road.
So the distance was sort of eyeballed after you had the 58 foot distance measured?
I would imagine, I don't know. I would imagine the contractor did all that. But as I said, it's basically to replace a front porch that was there, and it was in very poor condition, very unsafe, so it was removed.
All right, well, I'm just concerned because we should have exact measurements when we're granting variances. So.
I'll elaborate a little bit on what Nancy was saying, Bruce, just for your information. Since this variance essentially ends up being a permanent annexed piece of information to the property, it's always, you know, we always want to make sure that exactly the amount that we are asking for and are granting in the variance is correct and will then stand essentially a test of time.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially the reason for following up on this particular area.
Well, as you said, we're proposing a setback 65 feet, and that would need an additional 15 feet of variance to accommodate that.
So Nancy, I don't see anything here that we would, we'll accept, the town's decision that 65 is the correct number at this time.
Okay, I also, if we do grant the variance, I think that the application should be signed, that at least the copy I received, it is not signed or dated, okay. The application itself.
Okay, I visited Mr. Keating this afternoon, he signed my copy, and I will be giving that to the town for the records.
Good, okay.
Any other comments, questions from the board? If not, I'll accept a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any comments from the public? Bruce, you're the only member there. If you want to say anything more.
My wife is here too. My wife is here too, Paul.
Okay.
I have a front entrance to my house.
All righty. Lacking any further comments during the public hearing, I'll take a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Does the board feel like they've heard enough and had enough questions to move forward on this application?
Yes.
Okay, given that, I'll proceed with the record of findings. The application was presented by Bruce Keating. homeowner, and in making its determination of an variance, this board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicants if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such grant. In doing so, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria. Character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. I believe that the new deck or porch that is being proposed will be a net plus. It's a much more of an improvement to the slab on block porch they had before. So I think this project will improve the character of the neighborhood. Alternative methods, there really isn't one. The slab on block porch had become unsafe, and we needed to construct a replacement. This is the front entrance to the house. Of substantiality of the variance, in looking at the road and the property, I don't think that this is a very substantial variance at all. 15 feet is not that much out of 80 feet, considering both the road and the property. Effect or impact on the physical and environmental conditions of the neighborhood. Once again, it will be an improvement, but really doesn't change either the physical or environmental conditions. Self-creation of difficulty. Actually, it's not that self-created in that we did have normal wear and tear on an existing structure. Structure needed to be replaced. Essentially, the house hasn't moved. The road hasn't moved. And so, this variance needs to be in place to construct the replacement. Does the board have anything else they would like to add to this resolution?
Did you mention the amount of the variance?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Under substantiality.
The actual number?
I mentioned that we were asking for 15 feet out of 80.
Okay. I missed hearing that. Okay.
All righty. That being the effect, I will take a motion in favor of the resolution.
I move.
Second?
Second.
I'd like to call the vote. Nancy, how do you vote? Pardon? Nancy, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Leanna?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
I vote aye as well. The resolution is passed. Bruce, you have your variance.
All members, and I appreciate all the help, and thank you very much.
Certainly. I hope you can get it in before it gets colder.
That makes two of us.
All righty. With that, that's all of the agenda items we have. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Have a safe evening, everybody.